So Terry, the NBA trade deadline came. The Cavs, before that and after that, kind of made some moves to put together a team that's going to help out the starters. And some of the moves really worked out well, and one of them in just 1 minute didn't.
Right. If you look at the bench right now, it's been really restocked. Kyle Korver, trade from Atlanta. They picked up Deron Williams from Dallas, who had been released, and they added Derek Williams, who had been cut by Miami. And all three of those guys, you could tell, are really going to help the team. Mm-hmm. Then there's
Andrew Bogut, 7 foot.
Right. Let go by Dallas. Played with Golden State last year.
Yeah.
In fact, Bogut was very upset because when the Warriors signed Kevin Durant, they had to clear out some players to create salary cap.
He was one of them.
He was one of them. Landed in Dallas, not a particularly good team, and then became a free agent and turned down a $3 million offer from Houston to sign with the Cavs for about $380,000.
Really? I did not know that piece
of
information.
Yes, he did. Because he felt the Cavs had the best shot to get to the finals, and frankly, he'd like a piece of Golden State.
Okay, yeah.
So this is this wonderful story. On top of it, Matthew Dellavedova, who's close with Bogut. They both played in what country?
Australia. Okay.
On the national team together. Uh-huh. Bogut had a couple conversations with Deli. Well, what's it like to play with LeBron? How was Cleveland? Deli gave him a lot of green lights. Yeah, you're going to like it. It's a good deal. Go for it. So this wonderful story, the revenge factor, the Australian factor,
right.
They need a big guy who could defend factor, ends in 1 minute on the court.
Broke his leg.
Runs as a collision. So.
And now what?
Well, they need another big guy.
So they have to get another one?
Yeah, because they... Ugh. Well, there's the reason they brought in Bogut in the first place, because they felt that they need an extra center. This goes all the way back to the start of the season when they signed Chris Birdman Anderson. I don't know if you remember Birdman.
Right, yes.
He lasted about 12 games and he blew his knee out.
Right, okay, I do remember that.
So since then, they've been kind of looking for big guys, not sure what to do. Had their eye on Bogut, hoping they can convince him to come, that he would get cut. They would convince him to come. Everything worked out and then just literally broke. As LeBron James said, I heard the snap on the court.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's a challenge for David Griffin, the general manager. What do you do? And so he'll shop around for another big guy. There's some, you know, Larry Sanders and some other names. We'll see what happens. But Amanda, there's something else going on here with the Cavs that is disturbing.
What's that?
They're not guarding anybody.
Yeah. Defense, and not good.
Not, and it hasn't been very good all year.
Mm-hmm.
They had a very good February. I think they were like 8-1 or something like that.
Right.
They averaged 119 points a game in February.
Wow.
That's a great way to cover up defensive sins, is just
score a bunch.
Now, I understand that the NBA scoring is up, 3-point shooting's up. So, you know, most teams score 100 points or more. But still, the Cavaliers are in the bottom half defensively, the key different stats. The last team to win a title that was not in the top 10 in defense, you have to go back to 2001, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Really? Wow, yes. Okay.
So you want to be in the top. You don't have to be number one or number five. I think last year the Cavs were 9 or 10. But you want to be in the top 10.
Are they not in the top 10
right
now?
No, they're like 17th the last I looked, something like that.
Wow.
Right in the middle of the pack.
Okay.
So they have to tighten that up. Now, will that be better during the playoffs and so on? It's possible it will. But you could just see some of the bad habits. Now, a couple of things are hurting them defensively. Number one, J.R. Smith's a good defensive player, and he's been out forever. He'll be coming back in a couple of weeks. He had thumb surgery. Number two, while Kevin Love is not a good defensive player man-to-man, he is an elite defensive rebounder.
Right.
So that's where they really miss his defensive rebounding. You know, one shot, and then he would throw those long passes down the floor.
And they don't know when he's coming
back. They're hoping by right before the playoffs. Oh, he had knee surgery. It's not like Andrew Bogut broke a leg, you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, these two guys are coming back. As David Griffin said to me, he goes, I made all these other moves, but frankly, the two best moves are going to happen is when JR and Kevin Love get healthy. I'm going to look even smarter.
Yeah.
And he would, then me, just was, you know, talking about this, what they bring as two starters. And I think that will help the team defensively. But, you know, the other thing you get in the NBA is like, it's March, the playoff team's still so far away, and bad habits happen. But I just am not locked the way they've defended all year, I think, has been an issue. And I'm curious to see, because, you know, Tyronn Lue made his reputation as a defensive coach.
Wow.
When he was with Doc Rivers, both with the Clippers and Boston, that was his area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
When he came to the Cavaliers, David Blatt just named him, like, which you don't hear a lot in basketball. Like football, they have defensive coordinators. Well, he named Ty Lue the defensive coordinator. Lue drew up all the defenses. The year they had such a good defense and went to the 2015 NBA Finals.
Wow.
And they were running a lot of Lue's stuff.
It was their defense.
Now, he has delegated some of that to some of his assistant coaches. I'm anticipating he's going to grab some of that back because they're just not doing – the schemes are problems. They're just not doing a very good job, and they have to tighten that up.
Okay, so it is March. There's a little bit of boredom, but there's also some issues here that they got to
work out. They're going to be – David Griffin's going to be shopping for another big guy, and they got to defend better.
All right. Those are the keys.
There you go.
Thanks.
You're welcome.